producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The World Health Organization and the CDC are both saying that Ebola is spreading exponentially. That's the headline from NBC News. I'm Alex Jones reporting from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Our reporters are preparing to embark up to New York City to cover the 13th anniversary of the tragic 9/11 attacks that were used to transform our country from a free republic to a high-tech banana republic. Buckley Hammond will be reporting from Chicago in the third hour. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. New York City approved sensors to pinpoint gunfire. He's in Chicago showing the sculptures they put up all over the city that have microphones in them, listening to people. And when the public complains, they go, oh, it's the gunshot detectors. You're not for guns, are you? They put microphones up in 1998 in Austin and called them gunshot detectors. Not one person's ever been arrested or prosecuted using them. It is a keyword NSA data hub with federal grants, just like the asset forfeiture seizure with police stealing money out of old ladies' purses and not arresting them because they've done nothing wrong. The feds have a law that the locals can get 70-80% of the money back if they do it under a federal program, federalizing police. And the Washington Post reported on that yesterday. There's the headline. New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago. That was in June of this year in the Chicago Tribune. Now they're in the news this week going, we don't know what the mystery towers are and what these electronic devices are inside the sculptures. And they have the FBI on TV going, geez, we don't know. I mean, we don't spy on you without warrants. So even though we have all the federal purchase orders, we know exactly what it all does. We've had top NSA whistleblower William Benny, the director of intelligence on the number three or number four position there. We know exactly what it is. It's like the sun comes up in the morning and we go, that's the sun, the big ball of gas we orbit. No, actually, the FBI says we don't know what that is. Okay. 2 + 2 = 5. So here's the AP article. New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire. Gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations. We'll be talking to Buckley Hammond out of studios in Chicago today, coming up at about 1:30, and then we'll be playing his filed report that was filed in our system last night. He shot it yesterday. We have it from Chicago, and so that special investigative report will be airing coming up in the third hour, but Buckley will also join us from studios up there in Chicago today. So that is all coming up in the third hour today. James O'Keefe, the award-winning, hardcore, fearless, double-tough journalist, to steal a line from the remake of True Grit, will be joining us coming up for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. He, of course, got his team through right across Lake Erie into the United States, dresses as jihadi with big bags marked Ebola and Ryosin and other goodies. Speaking of that, Ebola is surging in places it had been beaten back. AP, Ebola virus outbreak. Fourth Ebola patient lands in Atlanta. Not very smart. Ebola virus spread by taxi passengers, says World Health Organization. Area of animal-to-human Ebola risk bigger than study thought. AFP, U.S. Britain send troops to help fight Ebola in West Africa. U.S. Air Marshal in quarantine after syringe attack in Nigeria. That dovetails with this report. virus hitting the U.S. could be tip of iceberg. CDC official says a respiratory virus is sending hundreds of children to hospitals throughout the Midwest and beyond. Health officials say the unusually high number of hospitalizations reported could be just the tip of the iceberg. To the virologists and directors of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Division of Viral Diseases. What's happening? We'll break it all down. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is surreal to watch CNN or MSNBC. NBC, CBS, you name it. And they'll have CIA analysts on there saying, ISIS is inside the U.S. and could hit us any minute. On or before 9/11. And opinion polls show a majority of Americans want to strike ISIS, want to take them out. And we're talking about a illegitimate government that openly, publicly in the last 4 years has given al-Qaeda new bases in Iraq, new bases in places like Syria, allow them to take over Libya. It is so frustrating because I don't support ISIS. I hate ISIS. Horrible, barbaric people cutting children's heads off, blowing up churches, scum of the earth. But now we're going to bomb them after giving them the weapons to do it? Where's the congressional investigation? Where is the human crime? The only way this can happen is dinosaur state-run media continues to play along with it, and there'll be headlines in AP or headlines in AFP. Where they'll say, oh, top general says we helped create ISIS, or general says we armed ISIS, or Pentagon admits that we're partly to blame for ISIS. Not partly to blame, like you accidentally got water on the floor and somebody walked in your house and fell down and broke their neck. You didn't do it on purpose. It's not premeditated. You're still liable. No, this was done on purpose to turn these monsters loose all over the world. And now it's gotten so out of hand that we're told we've got to go back into Iraq and all these places to contain ISIS. It makes me literally want to throw up. And they've been arming the so-called moderate rebels the whole time. No, they've been giving the arms directly to ISIS, which is really Al-Qaeda. Now, I'm done talking about that. There's a bunch of developments in the news today on that subject I'll get to later. It's just a paradox that I really have trouble dealing with, because I'm not mad at Rand Paul calling for larger strikes on ISIS. I actually agree with it at a gut level. But however Obama does this will end up only turning into evil somehow, because the globalists have a policy of destabilization worldwide and taking out regimes that are stable and regimes that actually want to work with the West, because there's no money in being friends with the Middle East. There's a lot of money putting a bunch of crazies in charge. And now Boehner refuses to say if Congress should authorize ISIS war. See, they're all passing this hot potato around. Now, separately, while all that's going on, Zuckerberg pushes for total amnesty in a North American union, Breitbart reports, at billionaire Carlos Slim's charity event in Mexico. And, of course, Carlos Slim owns the New York Times and a bunch of other media and is a known mafia don, and is lobbying for the end of our borders completely. It's all these billionaire scammers like Zuckerberg with his pump and dump, who censors Facebook and only allows anti-gun groups and people to operate, to get up there and lobby constantly to end our borders, which they've already done by fiat without an executive order. And then to confuse the public, they have the media come out and say, Obama's been dealt a defeat. He's afraid in the midterm elections in the Senate to legalize the illegals with an executive order. Plus, it's unconstitutional. He's already done it. They've got deportations back to 3 to 5 years. They're not even having the deportation hearings for at least 3 to 4 years. It's a total fraud. The Republican leadership is involved in this. There's big studies out today saying that there's going to be a huge Republican wave, probably taking the Senate. The House will remain Republican. And the only hope the Democrats have is Hillary. And they admit, because it's the novelty, that she's a woman. Notice the Democrats attack Sarah Palin with the whole line that she was stupid. The stereotype they were pushing that women are dumb or that women are ditzy. But with Hillary, oh, she's so smart. Oh, yeah, like a barracuda. Oh, women are finally going to be in charge. A warmongering criminal who's made hundreds of millions of dollars off speaking fees and fake charities. I mean, can we get rid of the Clintons? I mean, I don't want Jeb Bush to run. I don't want another Bush. The issue here, though, is it's another stunt, jingoism. And, of course, it's not like we just don't have a Democratic problem with Hillary Clinton. We have John Boehner and the Republican senators and the Republican House leaders who helped write Obamacare, who helped write the amnesty plan, who were bought and paid for by the Zuckerbergs and the David Rockefellers and the Carlos Slims and all the usual Warren Buffett suspects. They want a North American union. They want to exploit workers. They want to drive down wages. They've gotten the unions the last 15 years to go along with the expansion of NAFTA and GATT, the North American Union, to literally destroy their workers' future. I saw a Forbes article yesterday admitting that the new Detroit is Mexico. And, of course, you get paid $3 an hour instead of $25 an hour. And it's all done to shut this country down. Look at this Forbes headline. Is Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim the new role model for Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg? Is the Easter Bunny our friend? Is Santa Claus helpful? I mean, it's just all ridiculous as they build up Zuckerberg, who went to Bilderberg 3-4 years ago, to cement the major mafia don green lighting of running the Facebook pump and dump stock offering. It's just all a bunch of pump and dumping, money laundering, globalist kingpins exempt from everything, just trying to wreck the middle class, laughing at us. Remember Zuckerberg famously said, oh my gosh, our users trust us, what a bunch of dumb effers, while being on TV, trust me, we don't sell your data, we don't use it. It's a CIA-engineered, Harvard-run psych warfare operation to start revolutions, to control revolutions, to wreck society. People ask, why are you on Facebook? Because fans 5 years ago, or whatever it was, started more than 50 Facebooks, and we took them over. We got about 10 of them that we kept. We consolidated the others. We've got over 3 million likers, or whatever you call it. Sure, we use the enemy platform, but don't think for a minute we ever depend on it. Don't think for a minute we ever expect it to be there tomorrow after we've been censored time and time again. And again, Facebook and YouTube and all these groups operate like, oh, it's a public commons, bring your content here and just follow these rules. But then you follow the rules and they kick you off. By the way, Google is much better than Twitter and Facebook when it comes to censoring. Because Google's smart. They want to be the biggest open area because that will give them global domination. So you've got a lot of these big internet conglomerates as well battling with each other for supremacy. And within that natural separation of powers, like we see in government, we have some of the wiggle room to allow basic free press to develop and grow. But it's precious. It's like I have a saltwater tank and, you know, you put inexpensive baby corals in there, but not all of them take. They need to get established and rooted, and they're doing well before they grow. And it's the same thing with the new media. We are giving the globalists a run for their money. They're trying to suppress us, trying to game the internet, trying to bring in internet kill switches and taxation grids, but we're fighting a lot of it back together. That's why the whole world's hooked into the web now. It is a giant surveillance grid. That's why we have to double down and take it over with our individual actions, with the decisions we make online, with where we spend our money, who we support, who we promote, to create a mass cascading event that could cause a new renaissance. And the other option is total slavery to the technocrats. So we better believe we can change things. And we have changed things. We've had a lot of victories. This is a fluid, ongoing battle by a lot of other interests. You've got the globalists trying to control and manipulate all these different interests towards their global governance, which has a very bad end game, global population force reduction. All the stuff we've seen so far is just the toying with it, the tinkering, the beta testing. We're entering the end game. We're entering the globalist attempt to transcend humanity, merging with machines, becoming gods, and then expunging the earth of the disease they call humanity. I would talk about that 18, 19, 20 years ago on air. It is now 20 years. It'll be 20 years in just a few days. I got to try to remember the exact date. I have to go back and look it up. I know it was at the end of 1995. That'll be 20 years, won't it? Or is that 19? I guess I'd say 20 because I was doing radio interviews and stuff in 94. So there isn't really any set date. It's been about 20 years. 22 years I've been politically active. I don't know. I've been politically active since I'm 19. I'm 40. Doesn't matter. We're going to come back, get into all the news, get into the latest on Ebola and the other mystery virus inside the U.S., more Ebola patients coming to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to get into Scottish independence and what it means to the Transylvanian royal family, the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. You know it as Windsor.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
the bottom of the third hour today, we're going to air a special report that Buckley Hammond traveled to Chicago, one of our news producers, to investigate. And he'll also be joining us live on the air remotely to discuss the piece. And we were planning to air it today when he shot it yesterday. He finished the report last night and remotely sent it to us. But New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire, gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations, Associated Press. See, how do you put up microphones to listen to people with computer software that they use on the telephones to record the conversations, to voice print them, and to track you by individual name in something that, again, makes 1984 look like a free system compared to what they're setting up here? You call it a gunshot detector. You turn the schools into little snitch prisons in the name of keeping kids safe from guns, even though statistically only 60-something children under the age of 18 get killed a year in school shootings. It was 67 in 2013. But there's still that perception. Almost everyone I've ever known, unless they're scuba divers or snorkeling enthusiasts, are afraid to go into deep water or afraid to... People will climb back in boats if they see some six-foot-long fish. Or, God forbid, they actually see a nurse shark. And a nurse shark's harmless. I'm going to be swimming over to the nurse shark trying to feed it or something, and just because I know it's harmless. If I saw a sand shark, I'd go over to it. Five people a year die from great white attacks, maybe another 15 from all other attacks combined. 20 is the global average for shark deaths per year. Well, one has taken place. Bloomberg. And again, I dovetail this with the guns. Counting the suicides and everything, it's like 12,000 people a year out of 320 million. Last time I checked, it's something like 70,000 people fall and die in their bathrooms every year. 100,000+, it's in the World Almanac, die from drowning every year. I mean, it's crazy. Going to ban swimming? The world's a dangerous place. Hundreds of thousands from automobiles. 200+ from honeybees. 200+ from wasps. 300+ from deer. Jumping in front of cars. Going to ban deer? Going to have TSA checking on the side of the highway to stop the deer because they might jump out in front of you? Going to ban driving at night? I've hit deer at night. Almost everybody I know, Buckley Hammond, my cousin coming up, was driving out to see family in Fredericksburg years ago. Deer jumped out in front of him, totaled his truck, flipped it off into a ditch going 70 miles an hour, hitting multiple deer. Going to ban driving at night? Shark mauls man's leg in fatal attack off Byron Bay Surf Beach. A shark mauled a man to death at one of Australia's most popular tourist spots, prompting authorities to close down the beach. Officers and paramedics were called to Main Beach in Byron Bay after the man, believed to be in his 40s, was bitten on his right leg, police said in a statement. He was seen floating in shallow water. See, the great white thought he was something else, took a bite, didn't like the flavor, kicked the guy back out, and then he bled to death pretty quick. He was seen floating in shallow water close to shore and dragged on the beach, where he was pronounced dead a short time later. Probably made it most of the way back. There have been 170 fatal shark attacks in the past 100 years in Australia. Yeah, most of them are in Australia. According to researchers at Sydney's Targano Zoo, Channel 9 television showed footage of an estimated 2-meter-long shark off the beach not long after today's attack. It's only 6 feet long. Might have been something else. It's north of Sydney, 500 miles, where this happened. Now, cigarettes are estimated to kill over 300,000 people a year. And that's with the numbers down in smoking. It used to be like 500,000. But see, it's not scary. It doesn't have a little fin on it going dun 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 dun. All I'm saying is, this is an example of how the media can take things that aren't really a threat statistically and make it be the most scary thing in the world. Guns, sharks, oh my gosh. kind of like this Ray Rice thing. You would think this guy was Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm not defending what he did. Everybody gets to swell up and be all upset about it now. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. This is an example of mind control. Then we're going to get into the prince's new baby that's coming.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've always likened the war on terrors, hyping of Al-Qaeda terrorists to be like great white sharks. An extremely rare attack, most of it provocateured, most of it staged, most of it manufactured. But now they have created the mother of all jihadi wonderlands in Syria and Iraq and turned over this area and oil fields with weapons to Al-Qaeda to bring down the Middle East in flames. And then our government that armed them is now acting like it's going to bomb them. That's mainly because the public got upset about ISIS and said, don't attack Syria last year. Don't aid Al-Qaeda in taking over Syria. So they changed the name to ISIS. And still the public is saying, we want them taken out. We were taught to hate Al-Qaeda. We were taught how bad they were. We know ISIS is Al-Qaeda. So the warmongering nature of the United States is now, in a way, being put to good. Because if you've got some just big, giant ogre creature that goes around attacking its enemies, occasionally a blind hog could find acorns. Broken clocks are right twice a day. The problem is the same evil government will direct our military and probably bomb innocent people or probably go after targets that aren't even al-Qaeda. So there's no way, and I understand Lou Rockwell's perspective, to actually do any good because the intent of the people controlling our civilization is bad, and they will always take our good intentions and twist them into something else. Here's an example. You've got hundreds of trillions of dollars of derivatives that our government has signed us onto that are not our debts. Most of it for foreign banks. Most of the banker bailout money over the years, trillions, has gone to private individuals. Has gone to people like John Corzine, the former head of Goldman Sachs. There are huge crimes being committed. There are major banks caught laundering drug money that don't get in trouble. There are all sorts of government-controlled prostitution rings of underage people that continue to get exposed. Major government groups caught shipping in heroin, cocaine. It goes on and on and on. Even Time Magazine admits that derivatives are the number one threat to the global economy. Major governments, there's more than 15 of them, with nuclear weapons, are the number one threat to life on this planet, not asteroids. Asteroids that destroy civilizations may come around every few hundred thousand years, they think. You really think that we're going to have nuclear weapons for hundreds of thousands of years and not use them? There's daily finance, 1.2 quadrillion derivatives market, dwarfs world GDP. That's from 2010. It's now, I keep saying 1.5 quadrillion. That's a number from 2011. I looked it up last week. It's 2.1 estimated by the UN itself, 2.1 quadrillion. That's 2,000 trillion. 2,100 trillion. But who's counting? 100 trillion here, 100 trillion there, dropping the bucket. Remember what George Herbert Walker Bush said, billion here, billion there? Pretty soon you're talking about money. Now it's trillion here, trillion there. This is Zimbabwe, folks. This is Weimar Republic, but it's got nuclear weapons backing it up, so everyone keeps taking it and keeps accepting it. I'm not trying to come on the air and be alarmist. I personally am having a lot of anxiety. I personally am upset about where civilization's going. I personally want to have grandkids. I have children. I personally like life. I personally like wildlife. I personally like this planet. I personally have goodwill. And with all of this stuff going on with Ukraine and Syria and Iraq and even NBC News admitting Obamacare is hitting and crippling small businesses, it was written to do that. Obamacare's bill for small businesses, big bucks, fewer jobs. That's what it does. So while all this is going on, I was on the elliptical for 45 minutes this morning, flipping around ESPN, CNN, Fox, NBC. I was looking at everything because I can't look at these teleprompter readers too long without getting seriously nauseous. And all they were talking about was this. Ray Rice cut by Baltimore Ravens after video of elevator punch. And this was, you know, in my video box yesterday. I saw the story Sunday. I saw it Monday. And I just didn't cover it yesterday because the story itself is a diversion, is a distraction. But once it becomes a diversion and a distraction, then we can talk about it and still get some good out of it because we can hijack a diversion and show people what a diversion is and show people how mind control takes place. Ray Rice. Now, they're obviously drunk. They're at a casino. She charges up to him. He punches her. It's thuggish. He acts like he doesn't care when he drags her out. It looks terrible. But he's already been adjudicated. She said, leave us alone. That's their business. I've never hit a woman, ever. I have pushed them off of me when they do just what she did. I mean, I think almost every girlfriend I've ever had at one point or another jumps on me or something, or follows you out the door clawing at your hair or whatever. I mean, I've never turned around and knocked them upside the head. But I've come close. And any man that admits that or says that, oh, my gosh, the worst thing in the world is to hit a woman. Really? How about it's to use drugs and gamble away all your money or leave your kids? How about abusing your kids? No, that's a lot worse. And again, these guys that beat up women just out of the blue, they're horrible cowards. They're scum. It's terrible. I've never hit a woman. I've pushed women off of me. But when a woman attacks a man, it's no big deal. It's no big issue. But that's not what I'm getting to here. I'm not defending the gangster culture, the thug culture in the NFL that is undoubtedly going on. The dog fighting, it's one reason I can't stand it. And if they just played football games and that was over, it's all the tabloid stuff around it about the players and what they do. And just living here in Austin for 20-something years, having to be around the UT football players and the arrogance and how they think they're gods and just the whole thing. So I have my own disgust with it. But it is fundamentally sick while trillions are being stolen, borders are wide open. They routinely find graves of 50 people, 100, 200, 300 on the Texas-Mexico border, a lot of them little kids, murdered, raped, killed by the Mexican drug cartels and coyotes. And Robert Rodriguez makes movies where he claims white people in cowboy hats like Don Johnson are doing it. No, that's not who's murdering people that paid their money to get shipped into the U.S. and for whatever reason got killed. Because a rival coyote brought them through. So to send an example, the cartel will kill men, women, and children. I want the killing of the men, women, and children to stop. And I sure don't like Robert Rodriguez, part of the Mexican mafia wannabe group, making movies blaming white people for it. Hey, take some responsibility for the drug culture that's glamorized by the Hispanic rap and the Hispanic Tejano and the Hispanic country music. Take responsibility for that. Just like white people need to take responsibility for the degenerate Klan and decry it. But instead, when you got black gangster racism, go hunt down white people, it's cute and funny in the media, and the media won't say it's black racism. Or when you've got Hispanic crazy level racism, it's all supposedly kosher and condoned. See, it's all how it's presented. But then everybody's jealous of these football players making $10 million a year. Everybody's the fans, the jock sniffers, the weirdos that run around the alumni buying vehicles and apartments for the football players. All of you people really don't like the ball players. It's all part of this sick narcissistic society to go be part of it, to have the boxes and be around it. It's just totally empty and mindless. But then there's always the sacrificial lamb. Oh my gosh, this guy's girlfriend jumped on him and he punched her. What do you expect somebody in the top 0.1% of best athletes, probably juiced out of his mind on 10 steroids, drunk, and somebody jumps on him, and he's going to reflex, pop him upside the head? That's why the police didn't throw the book at him, because she jumped on him, and because they were drunk, and so it wasn't premeditated. He wasn't somebody out there walking in front and beating up mama in front of the kids who deserves to be thrown in prison. But again, I'm not defending what happened. It's terrible. The issue is how the media gets to get real upset and the players get to come out and go, why, this whole thing is just terrible. When it's a gladiatorial event where the average former NFL football player lives to 56, they're brain damaged, all their organs are bruised and blown out, their joints are blown out. And let me tell you, I've run into and known a lot growing up in Dallas and then in Austin, a lot of former Dallas Cowboys and the rest of them. And let me tell you, there's nothing sadder than most of these former professional athletes, even if they've got $20 million in the bank, because they're so narcissistic that they're not stars anymore and they're not cool anymore. And they don't get to be the and the other players don't kiss up to them anymore, that they're shattered men. That's what happens to narcissists. What about your kids? What about your family? What about the community? Who cares about football? If it was just go watch a ball game, whatever, that would be it. All the men I know, even they know what's going on. They want to sit there on their iPhone with fantasy football. They're arguing with people, and I just want to slap them. Our whole world is going down. Worldwide tyranny is taking place. Two different CDC whistleblowers have gone public. One of them's now winning in court because they got retaliated against, proving that they knew that the vaccines are causing a tripling of autism in boys. In one study alone, a tripling in blacks, a doubling in Caucasians and others. I mean, that's a big issue. The warehouses of kids that can never talk, never have a girlfriend, and have diapers on when they're 45 years old that mama's having to change when she's 70. Talk about weighing down our economy. Talk about a soft kill operation. I want to see some people angry and upset on the news talking about brain damage in babies. I don't want to hear all day about, yeah, look at this player. He's a monster. He's a terrible person. He's the worst person in the world. Oh my, they're acting like he's worse than Michael Vick. Let me tell you, killing dogs is about 50 times worse than slugging your wife when she jumps on top of you. You know why? Because it's premeditated. Because you get off on the animals killing each other. You get off on killing the animals, electrocuting them. That's what's evil. That's psychopathic. Drunk on an elevator, punching your wife when she attacks you, that's a crime of passion. But you'd think it was the ultimate sin. And you know why? Because it is an attack on men, period. You go to a park and you've got your children there, or you're at a swim meet or anything, and it's not all the moms, but it's a good percentage, will act like just being a man is somehow bad. I told the story of the Labrador I had. He lived to be about 14, but the point is he died a few years ago. Helmet. He jumped out of the fence, jumped over the fence. It's an 8-foot fence, somehow got under it or over it, I don't know. Got hit by a car. I got a call 5 minutes after it happened, ran down, got him. He'd been knocked over on the side of the road. The lady had called. I took him. They wanted to chop his leg off, but I said, no, let's see if it comes back. It came back about 80%, but he had to swing it in front of him. I'd take that dog to the park, and I mean, every time women would come up and say, is something in your paw? Did he do something mean to you? And talking about psychology, I know now why that happened. That was back when I was like 22 years old and I was super good looking. And these women were actually just using it as some come online or something, or some way to like mentally say I was a bad person as a moral justification to look down on me. Don't have those type of problems now that look like Fred Flintstone. But that's kind of what it is. Like, you're a man, you must be an abuser at a park. You're a man, all men, the feminists teach in the colleges that all sex is rape of a woman. So that's all this is. No, it's just like Scarface says towards the end of the movie where he's in the restaurant. He says, is this what life's all about? You got a bag for a belly. You're in this restaurant with all these mummies. And then everybody can point their finger at me, all these bankers that are running scams and all these insiders getting government contracts. They can point their finger at me and say, there's the bad man. Say goodnight to the bad man. Because the last time you're going to see the bad man like this again. So what he's saying is, I'm not coming back to hang around in your fake society anymore. Like when the banker comes and says, you got to pay us even a bigger percentage to keep your laundered money in the bank. And he says, why don't you ever get in trouble? Because you've been running this for hundreds of years. You just used me to bring in the drugs for you. And the banker's like, hey, how's your wife doing? Got a baby yet, Tony? Got to go to the golf course. You see how that works? So they sit there and they point their finger. They point their finger after our government created Al-Qaeda and created ISIS to murder hundreds of thousands of Christians. They can point their finger at Ray Rice, some obviously juiced up guy who couldn't be a top football player if he didn't have instant reflexes and instincts. So when somebody jumps on him, they punch him. And we can all just say, fine. I say execute Ray Rice. Arrest him, charge him with attempted murder, say it was premeditated. Let's publicly hang him and then all say how good we are. Let's burn Ray Rice at the stake. I'm joking before the New York Times says I'm serious. Let's firing squad. Lethal injection. Drawn and quartered. Time between two horses, rip him in two, and then we can all feel good about ourselves when Ray Rice doesn't get the contract, when Ray Rice gets released by the Ravens. Ray Rice, it's his fault. Everything is his fault. I am absolved. I am a good man. I don't have any problem. None of us have done anything wrong, but we can point our finger at Ray Rice and say good night to the bad man. Take him away now. But when some woman jumps on a cop and he punches her and knocks her down, is a reflex. Oh, that's okay. That lady jumped on the officer. Boy, she's lucky he didn't shoot her. Well, that lady mouthed off of the cops, so they tasered her. Good job, officers. It's a lot more violent to taser somebody than to punch them in the jaw, statistically. It'll kill you a lot of the time or give you permanent heart problems. A lot of people have to get pacemakers after they've been tasered. They get tasered in the chest. Because it screws up the electrochemical sensors, the electrochemical nerve bundles on the top of your heart. So what's Taser International's answer? Up the power. That'll fix it, killing people. And I'm not even on some crusade against the cops here. I'm just saying, he without sin cast the first stone. Premeditatedly fighting pit bulls. Then torturing him to death is psychopathic. Being drunk and punching your wife when she jumps on you is stupid, is brutish, is bad, but it's not a reason to go to prison like they want him to for the rest of his life. That's all I'm saying. It's reality, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
H.L. Mencken said every decent man is ashamed of the government he lives under. Amazing daily graphic that Kurt Nemo not just a wonderful, wonderfully informed writer and researcher, but also a great graphics guy, put together a little image of Barack Obama with that H.L. Mencken quote up on Infowars.com. Report, China moves 12,000 troops to Russian border. Obama's ISIS war, profit for military contractors. We know who wins. New police compliance weapon blinds targets. France calls for military re-intervention in Libya after it's now a failed state. So they helped bring al-Qaeda in. France kind of honchoed that with NATO. And now they say they've got to go in and take it over because of al-Qaeda, who they armed. See how this works? BLS, unemployed more likely to go shopping on average day than look for a job. Scottish vote scares London. I'm going to break that down. Scottish independence, proof that $15 minimum wage hurts those it claimed to help. That's some of the news up on Infowars.com. Coming up, James O'Keefe, investigative journalist, the guy that brought down Akron, joins us. He came across the southern border dressed as Osama bin Laden. We imitated it. Dressed as a jihadi ISIS right by El Paso and severed a head, just to illustrate how ridiculously open it is, while we get groped at the airport. Well, he's now snuck in a very populated area of the northern border, dressed as a jihadi, with big bags marked Ebola and Ryosin, and then walked up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with it all. Came across on a rubber boat in front of everybody. I mean, how suspicious is that? If I was the Coast Guard or the cops and I saw that, I mean, let me tell you, I'm gonna be zeroing in. The point is, they can't ever completely control and fix the border. So don't claim you got to have random checkpoints and check babies' diapers and stuff. Anybody that claims they're going to take your rights to protect you is full of it. So dressed as an al-Qaeda person, he was then able to take the Ebola and the Ryosin in, the simulant, to attack the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There you go. So he's going to be joining us coming up, Project Veritas. We are InfoWars, and it is vital for you to remember we reach new people by you telling your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, your email list, your friends and family, by word of mouth, your employees, your boss, people at street corners, people at the grocery store, about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com, and about the free audio feeds and video feeds at InfoWars.com/show. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, less if you sign up for a year. 11 people can use the membership simultaneously. All the archives, the films in HD, the nightly news, and you're funding the very tip of the spear of the info war and the next level of our fight. I want to thank you all that are members. I want to encourage those of you that aren't to become members, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, the best Made in America Patriot Pro Gun, Molon Labe, Come and Take It apparel. The best bronze belt buckles promoting liberty. The best, most powerful documentary films and books, literature, over 1,000 items, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Deal of the day, $7 for Endgame with the expanded extras on DVD, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're now have it massively discounted, Dr. Group's Oxy Powder that I've been taking. That you take a few tablets at night, it goes right through, oxygenates in your intestines, and cleans you out like nothing on earth. It's available, massively discounted, InfoWarsLife.com from Global Healing Center, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And our crew, when you call, can answer all your questions. All right, second hour, James O'Keefe, masses of news, Scottish independence, and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solution. solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.